When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
You're already into work or you're in the car and you're listening late to The Burt Show live. Well, you missed a bunch of stuff earlier this morning, like the most embarrassing drunk texts of all time were great. Cassie might be starting a modeling career. That is very exciting. Also, if you missed any of that, you can always get caught up on demand when you got time to listen, either segment by segment or the whole show at one time. You can do that at theburtshow.com or any podcasting platform. All right, Kristen, the question is absence really a gift for dudes specifically?
Yes. So I am married to a man, and I would love for the men to weigh in as if to the, if this would be a good gift, if you would appreciate this gift from your wife or significant other, okay? Because
is it your absence?
Yes, it is.
Then yes, it's a gift.
Absolutely. We can move on.
The gift I would like to give my husband is the gift of my absence and also our son's absence.
If Bart wants to re-gift that to me, I'd be totally down.
Kiss my ass, okay? So here's the deal. We don't have a typical dynamic in our home because my husband, though more men are becoming stay-at-home dads, my husband is the stay-at-home dad and he is with Jimmy, you know, a majority of the time. And my husband is fantastic. He helps me be the best Kristen I can be for the Burt Show. So he picks up the slack. He'll let me sleep in on the weekends so I can get some extra rest. Like, the man's a saint, okay? Which is why he won the couples court the other day, because you guys obviously love him more than you love me. That is fine. I totally get it. So what I would like to gift him is me and Jimmy going away for a weekend. So that is actually something I was thinking of for, like, you know, for Father's Day, or, you know, I was actually contemplating doing this for our anniversary as an anniversary gift, is me booking a flight to go see our friend in Raleigh or go see our friends, one of our friends down in Florida, and just getting the hell out of Dodge for a weekend. I know for a lot of stay-at-home moms, because I'm heavy in the mommy algorithm on Instagram, that what moms want is just some time to their damn selves. Mm-hmm. They just want to be able to take a shower by themselves. They want to be able to drop a deuce by themselves, like just like little things. And they would just love a weekend to themselves, the peace and quiet, nothing. And I'm talking about not from the husband, not from the kids, not from the animals, not from anybody.
You don't want to be touched.
Exactly.
Kids are touching you all day. And then at the end of a long day, he comes in and gets himself all handsy. You're like, yes. Leave me alone.
So for stay-at-home dads or for men, if your woman came to you and said, I am giving you the gift of absence. I am taking the kids and I'm going away for the weekend so you can have the house entirely to yourself. Would that be a good gift? Because I just didn't know if, like, it would be the same.
Well, at first I would think you said absinthe, and I'd say yes.
No, absinthe.
Absinthe. I think you and I are very similar like this, though.
I think so, too.
But you're in a long-distance relationship, so you already have absinthe, like, built into your relationship.
Exactly. See, I had to have it in my contract coming in. See my point? I wish we would normalize that more. I mean, I know there are a lot of couples who don't, I guess, see the reasoning for space, but I think it's so important. I think it's healthy.
Sometimes you just need a break.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know, I know some people think, well, maybe you don't love them as much if you need some time away. I think that's completely false. I think that's how you continue to keep and maintain that level of love, is through space. So if you come to me and offering me a weekend of space in my relationship, no strings attached, that's just all it is, I'd be extremely happy. That's one of the best gifts you could give me.
Yeah, I'd say younger couples make this mistake quite a bit. And I'll be honest with you, I've seen it more with women than I have young guys, in that you should want to be with me all the time. Why would you want to be hanging out with your friends? I mean, we're so close and we're in love, so they get offended when a guy tries to step out and get a little bit of space. It makes a statement about them and they take it personally. And I've seen that a lot over the years, but I think it's an individual thing. Yes, space is super important to me.
Okay.
Super important. I am looking for a relationship where I can miss somebody over and over again. So when they walk through that door, I'm like, I am right there focused.
Okay, 100%. Two for two. Now, Tommy, you've been married. Is Tommy in there? There you go. Tommy, you've been married for like 82 years. If Renee came to you,
it's the best.
Oh, okay.
What are we talking about?
I love her, but like she travels for work now. And she tells me her upcoming schedule, and I just go, oh, I'll be able to sit in my man cave and enjoy it. And not have to answer question after question after question after question.
There is something about being in a quiet house all by yourself. Mo and I are the only one, well, Abby too, that experience it. No, you even have a cat.
It's always quiet at my house. Ain't nobody there.
I mean, when I pull up and there's no cars in the driveway, and I know I don't have to tell somebody about my day. As soon as I walk in the door, I just got done talking for 5.5 hours, and I don't got to talk anymore.
That part.
It warms my heart.
The downside of that is I have to get up every morning and take Coco out for a walk and get her poop up and all that. Normally, Renee does that. I miss that part.
Oh, my God. You don't miss your wife. You miss the chores she does for you.
Right.
The thing is, and I'm sure men might feel differently, and this is semantics. If I went home and Chad was like, my husband Chad said, I'm taking the kids, we're going away for the weekend to give you the house to yourself, I would be so hurt. I'm like, I want to go on that trip with you guys and have those memories. But if I went home and he's like, get out of here for the weekend, go do something, I'm like, yes, I'm out. Hallelujah. Because I don't want to miss out on making memories, but I'm fine with missing playing at home.
See, I tried to send Bart somewhere and he didn't want to do that.
Right. Yeah, I feel like we've been here before and this is what he wanted. He's cool with you going away.
Yeah.
But he also fills that time up with doing more stuff around the house because he grew up on a farm in Kentucky where he worked from 5 in the morning till 5 at night.
Well, and that last time I had booked him a trip and he didn't want it. And I was like, well, screw it. Then I will take it. So because everything I got was non-refundable. And I'm like, well, I'll just transfer the flight in my name and I'll take Jimmy with me.
Cass does bring up a valid point because now I'm thinking about it. If I was in that situation and y'all told me y'all were going somewhere like really fly that I haven't been and want to go, I don't know that I would want the space as much.
Well, I'm not taking freaking Jimmy to Cancun.
All right, just making sure.
We're going to freaking Raleigh, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
Have a great time.
You're on your own there.
I figured.
You're on The Burt Show.